This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There he is. He's the man. He's the myth. And he's on the Fan Outline. He is Antonio Pittman. Hello, my friend. How are you?
What's going on, my man? How are you?
We're good. We're good. Jeff's good, too.
Hi, Antonio.
How you doing, man?
Well.
All right. I want to talk about some NFL stuff with you, too. But what did we learn about Ohio State last week as they beat Texas 14-7?
Defense is really good. Offense is growing. Need to figure out who's going to be RB1. And then just try to just it's just a lot on the table that we missed. Just clean up the scraps. That's pretty much it. I think overall, though, probably one of the most talented teams in the nation.
Antonio, that team, though talented, lost a ton of talent on the offensive side. And you just said, you know, looking for RB1. What did you think of the first offensive effort against a real good team? Now, considering they lost so much talent on that team from the national championship squad.
I think the offensive effort was really good. When you break it down and you have a first-time starting quarterback in a major game like that, he doesn't get sacked one time. Like, you have to really account for that on how good the offensive line played. Now, the yards per carry on the run side of it doesn't add up, and it doesn't reflect on how well the offensive line played when you're looking at it from that. But I mean, there's video evidence of them double teaming a three technique and pushing him all the way back 5-6 yards. You know what I mean? So when you break this team down, it's a very talented team. They have a lot of key pieces in the right places. And I think the quarterback, he's going to continue to grow. And I think this week is where you start to see them open up the offense and let him throw the ball around a lot.
Yeah, this should be a good week to get a lot of work in, and hopefully, and we walked away from last week's game both saying, why didn't we see Bo Jackson? Why didn't Bo Jackson? Did you ever figure out that answer, or are you still scratching your head?
I'm still scratching my head, but I do think that this will be the time where this week you'll see a lot, because I think that the Texas game, it was a lot at stake to where it was just, if we can just minimize the penalties, turnovers, we still have a chance to win this game, because I think they were so confident in that defense going into the game last week. I think this week, I mean, we could probably score our first 5 possessions if we actually try to air it out and go for big plays instantly. So I think this week we'll get a lot of reps. I still think he'll play into the late third quarter, early fourth. But I think that running game will be a revolving door.
What do you think he's saying?
I like him. I mean, from what I've seen, I think he made the right reads. He didn't hold the ball too long. He didn't take any costly sacks or do anything egregious to where it cost the team anything. Because, like, if you go back and you look at the Notre Dame-Miami game, and a young quarterback took a bad sack, had an intentional grounding late in the game, and did some things that really put them behind the eight ball and they couldn't recover from. I think he's in a position – well, he put himself in a position to where – he didn't make those mistakes, and he managed the game very well. And he took what the defense gave him. He missed the deep pass down the field to Jeremiah, but that's going to happen. Everything is not going to be perfect. But he never tried to force anything to Jeremiah either. So you got to be happy with that.
Let me talk about the other side, because the whole nation was watching to see what Arch Manning was going to do in that game. He ends up 17 for 30, 170 yards, and it was his first game. I think the critics were awful harsh on him because they still had a chance with 2 minutes and a few seconds left there to come back and tie that game up at 14. No matter how bad he played in the beginning, they still had a chance late. Now, did it work out? No, but I'm just saying, what did you think of Arch Manning?
I liked him. I don't think he's bad. I just think that they put the too much expectations on just the name in general. You know what I mean? Arch is kind of getting the aftermath of the Shedeur Sanders effect on how his dad protected him, and that name carried him a lot further than what a lot of people, what most people felt about him. I thought Shedeur was great. I think Arch Manning is going to be great. I just think that you got to give him time to mature and develop. The games that he did start were not, he was not facing an opponent like Ohio State. He was not facing a defensive coordinator that coached in the NFL, has won multiple Super Bowls, have coached defensive player of the years and multiple Pro Bowlers. You know what I mean? Like, he has never faced an engine like that to where they were running two different coverages on either side of the field. I mean, it was just a lot for him to have to process, and I think it should be more credit to what Matt Patricia did to Arch Manning.
Yeah.
And then if anybody should take the blow, it should be the offensive coordinator at Texas for not making the adjustments to help Arch Manning. And I don't think he really put that on the kid that much.
Antonio Pittman joining us. The one thing, when I was watching Arch and even watching him last year, with the, you know, the little bit that he played, and there's a lot of different ways to throw the football, but boy, he drops that thing down, and I just thought, you know, you're a big, tall kid. When you bring that ball down like that, I wonder if that is in his long-term best interest. Did that have any impact on you at all, Antonio, or does he throw it just fine?
I think he throws it just fine. I've never really got into the mechanics of how quarterbacks throw. You know what I mean? Because it's just like
everybody does it differently.
Everybody throws it different, and it's totally different when you have a left-hand quarterback watching the ball come off of his hand as a running back or as a receiver in general, because it has a different spin on it opposed to a right-handed quarterback. So I never really cared about the mechanics. It's can you get it to him or not? I mean, and that's just the biggest thing. I think with him, it's just going to be time and reps, and he's always going to get criticized because of his last name, no matter what.
Antonio, what do you think of these games against a Grambling State? Like, you had two big games in your career when you were at Ohio State against Northern Illinois. You had 111 yards and one touchdown against Northern Illinois. One year where you opened the season against Miami, you had 100 yards. How important are games like this for Ohio State to make sure guys can get the engine going?
See, for us, those type of games were followed up by a Texas. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
We never came out of the gate playing a Texas. That's the difference. I think when you can find yourself early in the season playing a big-time opponent and you come out on victorious in that game, but also knowing, learning a lot about yourself, like, hey, defensively, we're going to be really good. Offensively, we got some things to work on. It just builds the engine. It just builds the hunger, because for us, it was all about trying to stay healthy and not getting hurt to go play in that Texas game, because you knew everybody was going to be watching.
Right.
Now, for Ohio State, on the offensive side of the ball, those guys are coming out hungry because they have to make up. Jeremiah Smith is probably feeling like, hey, I'm 150 yards behind my competition, which is the rest of the board. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Football. So now he's looking to go out there and have a big game and make a ton of exciting plays. So it's a stats game, but it's also getting into a rhythm and figuring it out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Antonio, I haven't been able to. Have you been able to wrap your head around an 18-team Big Ten?
No, but it's different. I do like the change. I do. I think it's great for just football in general. But what I will say is not just the Big Ten, just college football in general. You know what I mean? Those early losses don't mean much anymore. Like it kind of lost a lot of its umph. I mean, I enjoy watching these big time games, but let's be honest. When we get 13 weeks from now, nobody cares about who won or who lost week one. It's about who's getting the playoffs and who's on fire going into the playoffs.
It's much more of an NFL feel to it, is it not?
100%. That's exactly what it is, and I think it's only going to get it's turning more towards that in the next couple of years for sure.
What does that do to the Michigan game?
To me, the Michigan game is always the Michigan game because that's what I was raised off of.
Right.
But when you look at the landscape of college football, the Michigan game only matters to the team that does not advance in the playoffs. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Because when you look at it, Michigan looks at it like, well, we beat the national champion last year, but you didn't win a national championship.
Right.
So they had their victory on top of Ohio State having a national title.
All right, I do want to jump over to the NFL for a second with you, too. And, you know, you look at the Browns, and they're going into this week. It's Browns and Bengals. And Dylan Sampson's going to have his first run at last run was against Ohio State, but his next run will be against the Bengals. What is the transition like once you hit that first game of the season in the NFL compared to college? Why is it different, or is it different?
It's different. It is the biggest difference that you will ever see. Like the transition from high school to college wasn't as big as the jump from the NFL, from college to NFL. Mm-hmm. And it's mainly because of the fact of an Ohio State within the Big Ten, there might be one or two other schools that's going to recruit to the ability of an Ohio State. But in the NFL, just imagine every team is an all-star team, regardless of record or not. There's no college team that can beat an NFL team. It just won't happen. So when you go out there and you start facing these NFL teams and you start looking at it, that D tackle, that defensive end, he might not be a big name in the NFL, but he was a star before he got here somewhere. And you just get out there and the speed of the game is totally different. Just the strength, you know what I mean? And as the season goes on, it starts to slow down because bodies start to get the wear and tear and it starts to add up. But week one, when everyone's healthy, man, it is night and day, man. It is bullets flying around like no other.
That's really interesting. You're Cleveland Browns. I'll say that even though you played for the Rams. But you're from Akron.
They're your Browns, right?
You had to be your Browns growing up, right? Just say yes.
Yeah.
we're all waiting for Quinshon. We're anxious to see him. But how does this team get back to a running identity after, I think, kind of drifting away from it last year, Antonio? Is it easy to reestablish with an offensive line that has been a good run-blocking line?
I think it's very easy to establish because of that conference. Cleveland has always had a dominant offensive line. Even when everything was going wrong, they've always kept a pretty good offensive line. But the AFC North makes you have to be able to run the ball to survive in that conference. Because of just your opponents, you got to control. You got to limit the possessions of a Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. You got to limit the possessions of Aaron Rodgers. Now, you know what I mean. So running the ball controls the clock, which keeps the defense off the field, keeps your guys going, and you just have to do it. And it's just big time football. So I don't think they have any issues reestablishing the run game. It just has to stay. You have to just stay committed to reestablishing it.
Antonio, as always, you know we love talking to you. And, of course, we're watching you on Spectrum News 1 following Ohio State games with the post-game report on that. And we always appreciate your perspective
on
everything.
Who's your partner on that, Antonio?
He's got a decent partner. Who fills in for you?
I got a great partner, my man Andy.
Thank you.
My man Andy right there, great partner.
I'm trying to, you know, make it light. You keep teaching those guys how to be great firefighters down there in Columbus, my friend.
Thanks, I got you, Antonio. Man. I appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you, too. Thank you. Goodbye, Antonio.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.